Before we sit 6 days session was too long, but after we completed, it was too short. I think you feel, you know, quite different feeling. For an instance, when you walk, you know, you have quite different feeling. You feel as if your legs become shorter. And your legs stick to floor, you know, and you feel very heavy in your walking. It should be, you know, a great joy for you. When you completed such a long torch, you know. But, you know, it is strange, you know, not to have so much joy, you know. I think that is because you have more composure in your feeling. And this is, I think, important. Zen student is not, you know, so expressive, you know. Mostly they keep silent. They do not work so fast. They don't act so actively. You know, they have something, you know, something different, anyway. Especially when you sit for so long time, you yourself feel you changed a lot. You feel, you know, it is difficult. Even to smile, even to say something, you know, that will be the feeling you have. And if you continue your practice, you will be more and more so. And even though you will not change into a stone Buddha, a great change will happen to you. And you will be someone which you didn't like at all. I don't want to be like this. But also, this kind of experience is not the experience you wanted to have, but this is the experience anyway you will have. And through Zazen. But then there's no need for you to worry, you know, because this is the way, you know, upwards. And soon you will find out the way downwards. And you will find yourself in the city again as a normal person. So there's nothing to worry. But in Zendo, it is necessary for us to have this kind of experience through practice. And I think 1 or 2 years we must devote ourselves this kind of practice. If you go to the Sahara, you know, even more so. And the Sahara itself will have a kind of a feeling of practice center more and more. And when you see this kind of practice, you may say, or people may say, Zen practice is not for us. You know, you may not like it. But by the time you have a Caucasian, you know, old Zen master, you will find out exactly what is Zen. So I want you to be patient enough to continue this kind of practice. And it is important for you to take care of this kind of feeling. And gradually extend this kind of unperturbability of mind to our everyday life. When you start to work on this point to establish, you know, to extend our practice to everyday life, you will understand. You will understand the teaching. Our teaching, or you will understand what is meant. Oh, my voice is not, I'm relying on this now. can you hear me? Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Is it Sparky? So, I want you to keep, you know, this kind of practice for more than 2 years at least, you know, be practice to be like a stone. actually, you know, in this training period, in this session, I found several students who almost changed into a stone. Almost, not quite. but I think that is good, you know, attainment, good progress, I think. But we do not practice our way to be a stone. That is what will happen to some students, not all of you. The way we practice Zazen is different according to the you know, personality of the person. But what we will attain is the same. As a Zen teacher, there's no special, you know, image. We have various kinds of, you know, teachers. But they have some quality as a Zen teacher. The quality in this point, they are quite, they are almost same, but they do not lose their character. So it is not, you know, possible to understand Zen just by, you know, hasty way of observation. It takes, I think it may take a pretty long time before people in this land understand what is Zen. But Zen has long, long history. And we have many and many good teachers, which could be our good example. Being encouraged, those teachers, we are practicing our way. And we are helping ourselves. As we are practicing, as you are practicing hard here, and the Sahara, and some other Zen centers. More and more, you know, good teacher will appear. I'm quite sure about it. I want you, anyway, to practice our way as you do right now, as you are doing right now. Today, we will have another memorial service for Trudy Dixon. I feel, you know, whenever we sit, I feel her present in Zendo always. You know, those who know Trudy may be difficult to forget her in Zendo. He was sitting, you know. He passed away July 6. And he was at the Sahara, you know, fifth. And she left, you know, the Sahara one night before she passed away at Children's Hospital. So she went back just to die in the hospital. And I think she knew she was in critical condition. Judging from what she said and what she did, but she was, you know, she didn't mind so much about her life. She was always happy to sit with us. And so it is difficult for us to forget her. So we want to have another memorial, another service for her. Thank you very much.